676, Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here's the translated text as follows. 644X, American State Trials. Jean C. Waldron, a trained nurse, nursed Mrs. Hirsch at the Davis Fisher Sanitarium for 1 week in December 1917. Mr. Cook visited her every day during the week I was nursing her, except for one day. Jean C. Waldron, a trained nurse, also nursed Mrs. Hirsch at the Davis Fisher Sanitarium last December for 4 days. Cook came to see her twice out of the 4 days during which I nursed her. R. A. Gordon knows J. W. Cook. About 2 months ago, Cook came to his office and told him he was going to Cincinnati and wanted an introduction to some wholesale whiskey houses there. He planned to bring the whiskey back and sell it. Gordon saw him again about a week later and asked if he had been to Cincinnati. Cook said he had a better scheme than the first one to make money. Al H. Martin runs a soda water and cigar stand and calf opposite the courthouse. On the day the indictment was found, February 14th, he was at the county jail. He saw a lady in the jail office talking to a reporter. They said she was Mrs. Hirsch. He also saw Mr. Cook in the office in the game room and had a conversation with him. Martin said, "Cook, they've kind of got you messed up, haven't they?" Cook replied, "No." He asked Martin what the comment was in regard to his case. Martin said, "I don't know, Cook. I have been very busy and haven't had time to read the papers." Cook said he had got Mr. Candler caught Mr. Candler, had him dead to rights, or something to that effect. Martin asked if the woman in the office was the woman he used to come into his store with. Cook said she was not. Up to about 3 weeks before this indictment, Martin had seen Cook and Mrs. Hirsch coming into his store. They were in the store a great deal for a period of 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes they would come together, and sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes they would sit over in the far corner. Martin had seen them sit in other places at tables, always in that balcony. The balcony is considerably more private than the rest of the caff. They have to go upstairs to get to it. Martin had seen them during the dinner hour, somewhere in the afternoon around this time, come and sit quite a while. Sometimes they would come in for supper and sit quite a while. He had known them to come as late as 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and stay until 8 and 9 at night. M.C. Kaiser is in the real estate business and knows Cook. A week before this indictment, he had a conversation with him. Cook said he was going to build some houses, make some money, or bust. C.H. Hicks formerly worked in Al Martin's calf. He remembers Cook and Mrs. H.H. Hirsch stayed at their calf one Sunday night until after 9 o'clock, almost the time they closed, which was 10. They were up in the balcony of the calf. Bilt Baldwin is a taxicab driver and knows the defendant, J.W. Cook. On the 26th of January 1918, Cook had occasion to ride in his taxicab. Cook asked him to get him a master key for the second floor of the Candler building in Atlanta and offered him $200 to get the key for him.